Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest today is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting team. Karen, you know, we've been hearing a lot lately about the death of the Red Line mass transit in Baltimore, increased highway spending in other parts of Maryland, but there's also some highway fund news coming out of Washington, and Congressman John Delaney, who represents Maryland's 6th District, is in the middle of it all. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, the Congress has been struggling for many years now to be able to come up with a long-term financing program for the crumbling roads and bridges and transit systems we have throughout the country. They are now once again facing a deadline this Friday when they will completely run out of money, so they've got to do something before Friday. But a long-term approach is what John Delaney has come up with, and his idea is really picking up steam. It's got a lot of support, actually.
Well, I understand that he's got almost the same number of Republicans as Democrats as co-sponsors on this bill.
Yeah, he's been working on this for more than 2 years, and working both sides of the aisle. He has now met with something like 100 congresspeople of both parties. And let's just put it this way, in the standoff in Washington this week, really between the House and the Senate, the House leadership has essentially adopted a device to achieve Delaney's proposal.
Tell me about Delaney's proposal. It's, you know, give me the short course on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, he came up with it a couple of years ago. He came up with a way that you could actually cut corporate taxes and yet bring in enough money to finance 6 years' worth of transportation projects. He calls it Infrastructure 2.0, but it's kind of a win-win in a place that does not want to raise taxes but desperately needs money.
How do you do that? Cut taxes and still
bring in more
money?
The problem is the corporate tax rate in our country is so high that many people, businesses and so forth, just leave their profits overseas, sort of store them offshore, as they say, so that they don't have this tax burden. What Delaney's proposal would do is cut the tax rate, encourage them to bring their money home, repatriate it as it is, and the first sort of flood of this tax money coming home would be set aside for transportation.
Now, obviously, I'm fairly certain they can't get this done by the end of the week. Do they have some kind of kick the can down the road sort of funding that they can use?
Well, that is what's likely to happen. There is support for Delaney's proposal in the Senate, but the Senate leader, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, wants to just deal with the highway thing now and be done with it. And so the likelihood is, because God forbid that these congressmen should lose any of their summer vacation, they will, the prediction is they will come to another short-term fix to get the transportation program through the end of the year. At least that's what the House is shooting for.
Okay, Karen, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
With Karen Hostler, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.